The home stretch in West Virginia begins as the Saints return to the practice field at the Greenbrier this Sunday. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into NewOrleansSaints.com with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly, and this is the Morning Report. A Morning Report that actually comes to you here in the afternoon on this Sunday. The Saints have been idle on the practice field until what will be a padded practice at 4 p.m. Eastern Time today. They're scheduled to go until about 5:50 p.m. Eastern Time. There's a chance of rain, and temperatures are around 70 degrees. The team has been kind of almost in recovery and digestion mode since preseason game number one on Friday night in St. Louis. The team arrived back here in West Virginia in the wee hours of Saturday morning. Yesterday was treatment and recovery, and today it's been a lot of meetings, video review, and then, of course, the practice later today. So as the team, John, kind of winds back and looks at what they had to go through on Friday night at St. Louis, what were your some of the takeaways?
Well, I mean, you like the running game, obviously. Mark Ingram goes 8 carries, 83 yards, 22-yard touchdown. You like that about the offense because they have stressed an emphasis on being an improved running game. You like the way the quarterbacks play. What Coach Sean Payton didn't like and what no Saints fan will like, 10 penalties, really a little bit sloppy, mental errors. And also, you want to create more turnovers. They had an opportunity to get a turnover. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Pierre Warren does not come down with the pick. Other than that, a first preseason game, you can't expect a whole lot more. So, you know, fortunately, the Saints look like they came out pretty much unscathed in terms of injuries, and that's the main thing you want out of a preseason game.
I think in practice today, we'll see continued installs of the entire program, but probably a couple of fixes here and there on what happened on Friday?
Yeah, I think the what they'll work on, obviously, when you have the penalties that they had, and especially on the last drive of the game where, you know, you get three penalties on that one drive to keep it alive, three penalties on defense, and that's what really they'll emphasize, I'm sure. You know, just keeping your head in the game and not making silly mistakes, mental errors as opposed to physical errors. Physical errors, you can correct a little bit more easily, a little technique here, a little bit more teaching. The mental errors really, though, great on the coach's nerves.
We'll be curious to see what kind of a level of work Drew Brees is able to put in this week. And while Coach Payton's policy is not to talk about injuries during the preseason, we might get an idea today of what John was alluding to. Who's banged up, who's nicked up from the first preseason game and how that translates into participation for practice this week. We'll have some updates for you via the social media platforms during practice today, and a little bit later on this evening we'll wrap it all up here from this Sunday at the Greenbrier.